people. They would look at Paul and judge him by his past instead of his growth into the future. And they do the same thing to Moses. Moses led his people to the promised land, but before he did that, he killed an Egyptian. And you can point to the death of the Egyptian, or you can point to the progress of the redemption of Moses to where he was, to where he basically sacrificed his comfortable life to leading this ornery group of Hebrews out of Egypt into the promised land. He gave it all up for them. So if you can always look back to the past of anybody and find something that they did wrong, or you can look to their progress of their redemption and be excited about that. And that's what we need to do, I believe, as our country. I'll close with this. One of the things that have been charged against many Americans recently, one of the expressions that we've heard I mentioned earlier, is white privilege. We are being, as white people, we are being charged with white privilege and saying we should feel guilty. And I've heard people say this: I feel guilty because of the advantages I have of being white. I've heard that. And that's wrong. That's not true. We do have a privilege. Our privilege is not white privilege. Our privilege is Christian privilege. We are privileged as Christians, followers of Jesus Christ. Because we are followers of Jesus Christ, we have been given privileges that the rest of the world has not been given. And we are given these privileges whether we're black or white or any other race, whether we're Americans or any other nation. We are given privileges because of the blood of Jesus Christ. We're given the privileges of having our sins forgiven, knowing that we're destined to live eternity with Jesus. That's a tremendous privilege. And we're also being given privileges on this earth. It's because of these privileges that I believe America has been as great a nation as she has been. It's because our forefathers dedicated their lives to the principles of Christ, and because of that and because of those freedoms that flowed out of that, we still receive blessings even today as a result of that. So there's our privilege, and applies to everyone. And it's open to everyone. That's the other nice thing about it. Everybody gets to enjoy, that wants to, gets to enjoy the privileges of being a Christian and the privileges of being American. The opportunities are countless out there. So with all of the negative things we've heard about our country over the last few months, I wanted to say a few positive things. I wanted to remind you of the blessings that we have as Christians and as Americans in this country. We need to be proud of them. We live in a great country. We don't live in a perfect country. We have splotches of bad things in our past, but you have seen, I hope, as I've gone through this, the progress of redemption in our country as we try to become a better and better country each and every passing day. So if we'll continue to focus on that instead of focusing on sins of the past, we'll do just fine as a nation. We'll continue to improve. Let's pray. Father, thank you, as we celebrate the 4th of July, that you have allowed us the privilege of living in this country, the greatest country that has ever been on the face of the earth. We have the privilege of living in it, and we thank you for it, Lord. And I know there are many agitators out there who are trying to tear our country down. Lord, I pray for our country. I pray that you will bring revival to our country, that people will realize in mass that the secret to our success is our dependence upon you. And when we lose that dependence on you, we lose our independence. So I just pray you would help us get that message out. Pray that our country would be saved from herself and from the anarchy and the vocal minority that's out there trying to tear us down, Lord. Continue to remind us of the blessings that we have from you. pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Blessed Assurance 157. Now, it's going to go something like this. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Are you ready? Sure you are. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior and happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.